Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
On the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, Shannon Thomas, Josh Lewis, and Adam Selesky all in the house tonight as we wrap up the 2018-2019 Big Z Sports Show. And we'll be back on the air in the fall for high school football, which will be here before we know it, fellas.
Yes, yeah. It will.
We have football weather outside right now, really, if you think about it. This is October-esque weather, if you really think about it. Hey, real quick, you can call or text the show anytime, 330-339-9399, Weaver Appliance text line. We're on social media, Facebook and Twitter, WTUZ Big Z Sports and @Big_Z Sports, respectively. That's important now, Joe, because not only are we radio guys, we're kind of TV guys a little bit.
Yeah, we're kind of TV guys. We are on Facebook Live, WTUZ Big Z Sports. If you want to watch the show, you can do that and see what goes on inside the studio as we do our show. And we get ready to talk to Corey Cantini here in just one second. But a little information on Corey Cantini. He's the career receiver, career all-time receiving yards leader at Ohio Dominican with 3,239 yards. He also has 39 career touchdowns. And, of course, he had a huge year in 2017, 72 receptions, 1,186 yards, 14 touchdowns. He was the conference offensive back of the year. And then for an encore season in 2018, he had 54 receptions, 950 yards, 16 touchdowns. He was the conference player of the year, the offensive player of the year, and honorable mention, All-American. It's our pleasure to welcome in a Dover alum and Ohio Dominican wide receiver, Corey Cantini. Corey, man, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your night as you get ready for the NFL draft to join us here on the Big Z Sports Show.
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me.
Corey, talk to us, man, about the last, obviously you went through some, what they call a pro day down at Ohio State to get ready for the NFL draft. We'll get into that in a minute. But, man, coming all the way from Dover, going to Ohio Dominican, man, talk to us about your experience, obviously playing under Dan Ift and then going down and doing great things at Ohio Dominican.
Definitely. It's been a long journey and, you know, it's been very enjoyable all throughout. So, you know, coming out of high school, I thought for sure I was a D1 guy, you know, but that's something that everyone tells you, yeah, you're D1, you're really good. But at the end of the day, I had one D1 offer, but that was the Air Force, it's far away. So it's all about finding that right fit for you. And I felt like Ohio Dominican was a great fit for me. They had a great system in hand. They finished fourth in the country the year before I committed. So going to Ohio Dominican, I felt really comfortable. And then once I got there on campus, met with the coaches, got into the system, it was really easy for me to understand the play calling, the route concepts, things like that. So I really flourished. And my freshman year, I even started one game for one of our starters and had over 100 yards and a touchdown. So just from then, I really took off and took advantage of every opportunity that was thrown my way. So from freshman year of college all the way to senior year, I just worked on perfecting my craft, just, you know, getting bigger, stronger, better with my routes. Obviously, just staying on top of things in the weight room and in the classroom. So just overall, it was a great fit for me, and I'm really fortunate to be in this position.
CeCe, I got to ask you, you know, coming from Dover, being a Dover grad, and obviously I covered you a lot for Big Z Sports when you were in high school. I would like you to just let the listeners know, you know, Dan Ift is one of those coaches that arguably probably the best coach that's ever been in our area. He's so long tenured at Dover. What can you take from Coach Ift, or what did you take from him down to Ohio Dominican, and how did he prepare you for college and for the NFL draft?
Coach Ift does a great job. The entire staff is so great at Dover. Basically everything I learned in college was just reiterated from high school. So they run their program at Dover like a college program, and I'm here at Ohio Dominican, and Coach Cummings, the things he's preaching in meetings, I've heard 1,000 times from Coach Ift already. So, and I really didn't appreciate that as much. I knew Coach Ift was a great coach, and, you know, I loved him as a coach, but I didn't appreciate it at the time in high school. But once I got to college and I hear these college coaches saying the same exact thing that I've heard in high school a million times, that's when I really knew that Coach Schiff was a great coach. And, you know, I'm really fortunate for him and the entire Dover staff for putting me in a great position. And that's another reason why I flourished in college, because, like I said, you know, that's in college, I heard a million things I heard in high school before to work on. So I'm way ahead of these other kids coming in as freshman receivers. So that just put me ahead of the ball game and got me rolling into the system so much easier. So, you know, Coach Schiff does a great job, and I have nothing but respect for that man, and I appreciate everything he's done for me.
It's like the same thing with your parents, Corey. I'll tell you, one day you'll say, like, man, my parents, everything they told me, it was right. Everything.
Right.
No, Corey. Hey, real quick, your career at ODU, talk about your time spent there and how much they helped you towards your development as well.
I mean, I've loved my time at Ohio Dominican, just being in Columbus and, you know, having that, like, big city feel, but at a small university is really great. Just from a football standpoint, my receiver coach, Coach Spencer, and then my freshman year is Coach Reggie Germany. I appreciate everything they've done for me. Just advancing my game from, you know, high school to college. The biggest thing in, you know, high school, I felt like, yeah, I was kind of fast and, you know, I ran the route to Dover pretty well, but in college, you got to be a physical guy blocking. Like, if you can't block, then you're not going to play. So just how far I've come as a blocker is probably like the biggest thing for me. And then outside of that is high school, not many guys, and especially the ECOL, would ever play me in man coverage, because if they play man coverage, I can just run past them. But you can't get away with that in college. You have to have a variation of releases, ways to run your routes to get open. And just for them to, you know, sit down with me and watch hours and hours of film to help me realize what I should do to get open or just get a little more separation on different things. You know, we'd sit in the film room and go over this for hours and hours. And, you know, I might catch a pass, but, you know, I might not score on it. But they're always hard for me. Yeah, well, if you would have done this, ran it a little differently, you're wide open for a touchdown. So just like that, you know, constant work ethic attitude that we have at Ohio Dominican has really, you know, put me in the position I am today. And I'm very fortunate for that.
CeCe, I want to talk to you real quick before Joe gets into some of the pro day stuff. You know, you're a three-time academic All-American, 3.9 grade point average, majoring in accounting, getting ready to graduate. You're the only D2 athlete to earn that award the last three seasons. And then the stuff that you do away from the field, as far as I know you work with Special Olympics and different things like that, and that's always... Look, it's important to see college coaches. They want to see that when you're being recruited to go to college. They want to see that, you know, heading into the NFL, those extracurricular things, those away from the field things. Just talk about that. But I know that that's something that you enjoy doing. It's not just a thing with you like, hey, I need to put this on my resume. It's something that you really enjoy.
Yeah, definitely 100%. I'm not just a football player. I don't want to be known as just a football player. I'm way more than that. You know, I want to be known as a respectable man that, you know, has his head on straight off the field first before we even start talking about football and all that. And, you know, that a lot of it has to do with my upbringing. My parents did a tremendous job. My mom was always on my butt to get my schoolwork done before I could go play, go to practice even half the time. And then my dad always instilled that work ethic in me in sports, just too, you know, you get what you work for. And so I owe a lot of that to my parents. But going back to being more than a football player, you know, at the end of the day, first and foremost, I'm, you know, follower of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I'm just trying to live each day according to scripture. And, you know, as I kind of have, I don't want to say like a platform, but as I've gone through this process, there's been so many people that have reached out to me and asked me what I've done or, you know, and the answer for it is just work. I just work, you know, I go to church, you know, I pray, you know, I do these things that hopefully I can get my message out there to other people to realize that there's no secret to doing any of this. It's just working. You know, I've been really blessed with the people around me, you know, and going to church each week, going to class each week, going to practice with the same attitude and everything that I do has really, I think, made me so successful. And, you know, I appreciate everyone that's around me that's been a part of my life up to this point.
Well, Corey, it sounds like through high school and now college, your life is well on track for good things, and we know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. And let's get into the the preparation for the NFL draft, and something that you've probably dreamed about for a very long time is getting that phone call on draft weekend of the NFL. And you know, you went through a pro day at Ohio State. You caught passes from a guy that was picked number 15 overall in the NFL draft last night, Dwayne Haskins. Haskins. Tell us about your experience at the Ohio State Pro Day.
It was a great experience overall. I mean, I get into the Ohio State Pro Day mainly through my agents, Neil Kornrich and Jonathan Hurst, through NC Sports and Cleveland. And, you know, talking about which Pro Day to go to, we thought definitely if we could get into Ohio State, that'd be a great one. There's over 100 NFL scouts there. And we thought maybe like a smaller MAC school, so like Ohio University, if I could go in there, that would be great. So, you know, we heard late from Ohio State, and we were thrilled when we heard that I was able to participate in it. And, you know, week leading up to the Pro Day, I get a text one day, it's Dwayne Haskins asking when I'd want to throw. And just the fact that I go to school here in Columbus, you know, he obviously went to Ohio State. We were able to link up and probably throw 3-4 times before that Pro Day even happened. Get to know the guy, get to know Paris Campbell, Johnny Dixon, Terry McLaurin, Mike Weber, guys like that. And, you know, really just working with those guys was so special and so great to me. You know, being on that level up there with them, you know, because obviously going through Ohio to make it, I felt like I was good enough to be with those guys or whatever. Obviously, they're really, really talented. And so just being able to work with them for a few days was so great. And then even after the Pro Day was over, you know, I still would text Dwayne every now and again. We'd still get some throwing sessions in. So it was just a cool process overall. And like you said, you know, throwing with the guy that was picked 15th overall in the draft, you know, doesn't hurt your draft stock at all. So it was just a fun experience overall.
Any of those balls hurt your hands or get into your chest and you go, oh, Corey, anything like that from Dwayne Haskins?
I don't know about that, but the dude definitely, you know, puts it on the ball, you know. And I don't mind if he's throwing it hard as long as they're spiral. So, no, but he throws a, you know, a tight spiral, a really nice ball, Dwayne does.
How many you drop from him? Do you drop any?
Heck yeah, I dropped a few at first. You know, I got to get a feel for, you know, not only him, a new quarterback throwing to you, but also him timing up my routes. And then we're starting with the new NFL ball, which is a lot different than college. So there's for sure going to be some miscues, not only between me and Dwayne, but also his Ohio State receivers. So, you know, the whole Pro Day is a learning experience all around for everyone. And I'm just happy I was able to go through it with those guys.
Maybe a two-parter here for you, Corey. Throughout this whole process, not so much, you know, Pro Days and getting ready for the draft, but your whole kind of college career, who have you met that maybe stands out to you, and maybe what advice have you heard throughout your tenure there that maybe you'll take with you for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I started off my freshman year, and my receiver coach was Reggie Germany, who was a receiver at Ohio State and also played for the Buffalo Bills in NFL a little bit. So just having him in, you know, my meeting room every day and helping me grow helped me out a lot, because, you know, obviously if this guy can do it, you know, the highest level, and he's telling me what to do, like, you better take that advice and roll with it. So definitely Coach Germany helped me. And then also Coach Spence, like, the way we look at our receiver room is we're a family, like, we're our own unit of the team. And if things aren't right in our own unit, then we can't participate outside of our room effectively. So just getting to know the other receivers and guys and bonding with them on a day-to-day basis has really helped me. It's brought that family-like feel to a place that's 2 hours away from my real home. So just bonding with them has been great for me. And then just having the continued support from my family, my mom, dad, sister, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone, you know, this was my fourth season here at Ohio Dominican, had 4 seasons at Dover, and every single game I've had at least one family member at. And we've played in Northern Michigan, we played in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, you name it, and I've had one family member at every single one of my games. And that just shows the love and support that I have around me. And, you know, I'm forever in debt for that and grateful for my family for sure.
Yeah, it's great to have those around you that love you and support you for sure, Corey. It's Corey Cantini again, 2015 Dover grad, now grad of ODU, 2019 NFL draft hopeful, joining us on the Big Z Sports Show. We were talking before you joined us, Corey, about, hey, you're bigger than the guy who the Steelers drafted last night at linebacker, Devin Bush. You're 6'1", 195. Is that about your max weight, Corey, 195? Or are you trying everything you can to get up above 200?
Yeah, I'd say probably that 195-200 range is where I'm at. Obviously, I'd love to put on more weight, but it's harder for me, just my body type. But, yeah, that 195 range is where I've been at. That's kind of where I played, I feel like, this year for sure, and maybe my junior year. And you know, coming to the college, I was probably around 175, 180. But, you know, I feel like I kind of plateaued at this 195. It's a good weight for me. I feel like I'm just as fast. I'm not any slower than I was when I was coming in, if anything faster. So, yeah, it's kind of the weight I play that. And, you know, if I'm going to have a career in the NFL, obviously it starts with special teams. But beyond that, playing receiver, it's probably going to be somewhere in the slot. And I realize that. And I played in the slot a lot at Dover. Most of my catches were from the slot. And then here at Ohio Dominican, I played my freshman year in the slot. And then after that, I played majority of the time outside. So, you know, I'm not the biggest guy, especially at the D2 level. So I'm going against corners that are 6'2", 6'3", and I'm, you know, able to have on film where I win in certain situations on jump balls. And I think that benefits me. And then also we had different packages where we go four receivers and I'd go inside and still can run some slot routes. So obviously with my weight and where I'm at, I'm for sure more of a slot guy, but I'm definitely not afraid to go outside and, you know, go up for some jump balls and things like that if I have to.
You said 195, that's what you plateaued at. That's what we call your fighting weight. That's your fighting weight right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Corey, obviously through all of this preparation for the NFL draft, you get through the pro day, and now you kind of leading up to the draft, you know, like you said, you got more throwing sessions in with Dwayne Haskins and, you know, staying in shape, getting ready for the draft. Have you heard from teams? Can you divulge that information of who you've heard from and what they're saying to you?
Yeah, definitely. So it all started probably in the fall when teams are coming to practice, and I talked to probably over 20 teams came to practice, at least talked to me or saw me practice a day. And then after that, obviously, they go through the season, they evaluate you, and then after the season's over, once you get your agent, that's whenever you start hearing from teams. And, you know, I heard from a lot of teams before my pro day, and then after my pro day, I heard from a lot of teams as well, but you don't really know who's interested until after, like, that week leading up to the draft. That's whenever people start, or at least for me, at least, people start, you know, calling you, making sure they have all your information down just in case they want to make a call, like, during draft day, just for you to be ready for that phone call from them. So basically this whole process for me, before this last week happened, I actually did have a private workout with the Raiders, and Haskins threw, and the people that were there were also Benny Snow, Johnny Dixon ran routes as well. So that was a really cool ordeal. And they had, you know, guys from the organization, top guys, Gruden, Mayock, they all were there running the workout. And just being able to, you know, meet them, talk with them, and, you know, see what they're really looking for helped me out a lot. And obviously that process was cool. But this past week, the few teams I've heard from, Lions, Dolphins, Colts, Texans, Jets, Cardinals, Chargers, Vikings, probably like 10, 11 teams or so, just making sure they have all my information down. And they just asked me if I'm 100% healthy and ready to go if, you know, I do get that call. And I said, 100%, you know, I'm ready to go. I'll do whatever you ask of me. So the whole process, it's been cool. It's been long. Part of me can't wait for this weekend to get over with, just to find out if I go somewhere, if I don't go somewhere, so that I can go on with my life. But no, it's been a cool process, but at the end of the day, I'm just, you know, fortunate and blessed to even be in this position.
Corey, two-parter before we let you go and watch round two of the draft tonight on TV. Have you? I know you've heard from a lot of teams, but what would be your dream scenario? What is your dream team that you would love to play with?
Honestly, everyone asks me this, and obviously, I'm a Browns fan. But it's not necessarily like my dream scenario would be I'd play for the Browns. I'd be more than happy to go to any organization, you know, and they'd be fulfilling like a dream of mine I've had ever since I was little. So, I'd be super happy to go to any team, and I'm not going to write any team off, and I would never do that. But, like I said, we have some teams in mind that we feel like, you know, might, you know, call, if not in that sixth, seventh round, then after the draft for sure. But like I said, I don't have all the cards. I don't know how it's going to play out, but that's what the process is, and you just have to stay patient and see how it works out.
Corey, so, no, it's Eric McElroy, Corey. Hey, it's also a young boy. I'm a young boy, too. It's also my dream to catch a pass from Baker Mayfield, too, just so you know. It's my dream as a young lad.
So Corey, you're telling us even if that team out east, about an hour and a half, the black and gold would call, you would go play for them?
They have an opening. They just got rid of it. The number 84 is open over there, Corey.
Obviously, I'd love that. I mean, I'd love to be a Steeler if that's the thing, but... You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'll go anywhere that wants me, so.
Well, my, you know, being the Steeler honk that I am, I've already contacted Mike Tomlin and told him that he needs to get rid of Ryan Switzer.
You're going to play linebacker, though.
He needs to get rid of Ryan Switzer and sign Corey Contini.
Oh, man, I don't know about all that, but, yeah, that'd definitely be something.
Hey, real quick, Corey, have you looked at any mock drafts looking for your name, trying to look for and see if somebody put you in their mock draft?
Be honest,
later
because
in
I would. I'm just being honest.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I'm looking at make sure. Well, the biggest thing is just making sure all my information got out there for my pro day, making sure, you know, they have all my numbers right and everything. And from there, yeah, I for sure am looking on there to see how I stack up against other dudes. Obviously, once you get down to those dudes that, you know, they're thinking are going to be a free agent, it's not always as accurate. As you would say, you could be really low on one and really high on another just because, like, people who put it together, they don't know too much information about you, especially if you're a D2 kid like me. But, yeah, I'm for sure checking, seeing how I stack up against these other guys and things like that. It's just all part of the process, you know. I'm just kind of taking in everything, you know. And, you know, if my name's on a list where, you know, you see Hollywood Brown, DK Metcalf, Paris Campbell, if my name's on a list with them, you know, I must be doing a few things right, so... but yeah, it's definitely something I'm taking in, and, you know, I just really enjoyed the whole process, and, I'm anxious to see how it all ends up.
Well, Corey, you know, I just want to tell you, man, it's been a pleasure covering you these last 8 years and watching you play. It's just been a pleasure. You're not just a good football player and a good athlete all around, but you're just a great person. And like you said, you come from a great family. Your dad's such a great guy. And you know, just very proud of you and very much looking forward to you getting that phone call. I believe it. I know you believe it. And all of us here at Big Z Sports believe it, and we can't wait to, you know, watch that with you and have you join us on the air at some point in time, you know, as we get closer to fall and you making an NFL team. And just super proud of you, brother.
Definitely. Thank you. And, you know, I appreciate the support throughout all the years. And, you know, it was always fun in high school after you score a big touchdown coming over, make sure you got it on video. But, no, but... I appreciate the coverage throughout the years and, you know, the support not only from you guys but everyone else, and not only Dover but Tuscarawas County. It's been, you know, so special to me, and I appreciate every single bit of it.
Well, Corey, best of luck, bud, and we hope to hear your name this weekend. And, again, thanks for taking time out of your busy night and busy weekend. Go celebrate with the family. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, that's Corey Contini here with the Big Z Sports Show, and we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to recap the lineup, recap everything, recap the interview, and talk about Corey Contini. We'll also welcome in Mo Egger from ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW, and we'll talk about the NFL draft, which is getting ready to get underway here in another couple minutes for round 2 and 3 tonight. You're listening to Big Z Sports on Z Country 99.9.